Well, hello, Why Not Callers. This is Steve Bell Canyon with the Why Not Comment Tape for the 30th of September, 1979. Naturally, I suspect the first question you're going to ask me is what's happening with Freaky Phone. Hey, listen, we haven't gotten anything. Nothing. That's right, 20,000 people and nobody has helped us at all. Not 1 cent received so far. It's really pretty disappointing, but that's all I can say is you're probably wondering if they're going to be able to go on. I don't know. I really don't know. It's, you know, could go either way right now. And, hey, it's really a pity. You know, he's really kind of upset about it, and so am I. It's funny, 20,000 people and nobody cares enough to send us something. So, hey, before I go on any longer, I want to get you into those exciting, juicy comments. I sure hope they are. And, by the way, this is from Foreigner's new one. It is called Love on the Telephone, and I hope sure there is a lot of it, Love on the Telephone. That's, hey, love should be all around, and if it's not on the telephone, I don't know where it should be.
This is BB-8.
Well, hello, BB-8. This is Uncle Freaky. How are you doing?
Pretty good. A suggestion, if you don't have anything on either of your numbers, forward to Why Not, because there are a lot of unfortunate people like me who can't call it.
All right. People were glad I did that, huh?
I don't know. I was. When I called it, I got through once there, and then from work today, I called up Why Not, and I heard you on there three times.
Three times?
Three times,
huh? I guess he put on a new thing.
Maybe he did. He said it was for today, that's right. And you mentioned on one of those times that you were referring to him. I guess that was a while ago, though.
Not really. That was just the other day, but that was just when I started forwarding to him. I left a message on his input telling him that I had started forwarding to him. I didn't expect him to play that.
Actually, I thought that the line it had some good points and some bad points about it. The sound quality was very good, I thought. Very good. And the comments on the majority were very good also. The only thing I didn't like about it was that two people, the wild and crazy guy and one other person who I can't remember at the moment, they had about half the comments on it. They must have had like 8 comments apiece. Yeah, so it was that, and the comments on most part were good. Then one thing I didn't like about it is I can't tell the three people that are on there apart yet because I haven't listened to enough of tapes, but whoever was narrating one part of the tape kept talking to the, you know, the audience as though they were, you know, little kids, and he would go, well, gee, that was an interesting comment. Let's go on to the next one. Which really bugged the hell out of me. And you go, this tape is going to repeat very, very soon. He said, the one thing that he needs to do, basically one thing, and then his line will be very good. And that is imitate feedback when it was in its prime. Brian knew how to run that line. He knew when to say something and when not to say something, and when he did, he knew what to say. He just, you know, he'd say, nice comment, let's go on, and you just don't need that, you know? Because the people don't want to be hearing you necessarily, they want to be hearing the other person. Yeah, if, like, when you watch a talk show on TV, you'll notice that the host is basically just asking questions and then letting the people answer them. That's the way you've been doing it, and it's good, too. This has been a comment from BBH. Goodbye.
Okay, the recording of this comment was courtesy of Freaky Phone, in which we appreciated very much, Uncle Freaky. Sorry, people, about the quality. It just didn't exactly come out too good. It was dubbed over many, many times, but I think you got the general idea of what's going on. Next?
Yes, this is John from North Hollywood, and the author of the screenplay for Alien was Dan O'Bannon. Yes, D-A-N-O. Apostrophe, B-A-N-N-O-N, Dan O'Bannon, I don't know if I'm first, but that's who it was, and you're being recorded, thank you.
Well, John, you got it, that's right, you sure are good at these things now. That's right, it was Dan O'Bannon, and ACDC. I'm not quite sure if you got that or not. We'll be giving you a call, giving you the necessary information, and let you give the prize, which I'm not too sure what it is at this point. You can go ahead and give the prize to John there. We'll set up all the arrangements, and then we'll be talking to you in a couple of days, giving you the necessary information, and make sure John gets his prize very quickly. Next.
Yeah, this is Mark from Simi Valley. I would think we should get some more comment lines like Freaky Phone. I remember when Freaky Phone used big, erotic stories that they would incorporate different people playing different roles. Now it seems that people crawl up the line and don't say much other than hope you're feeling horny. And every time I call the other Freaky Phone too, I can't ever get through. Oh, and I had a question too. A while back, when I was calling Why Not, I was getting the operator. I was getting long distance information from France. Now, living in Simi Valley, not in the 213 area code, I don't mind paying for a toll call to hear Why Not. But what I'm wondering about is if, however, you people divert my call to wherever you divert it, will I only be charged for a toll call to the normal Why Not number? Or am I going to be charged for wherever you divert my number to? And maybe you could explain why you do that. I imagine it must be something to keep the investigators and the phone company from bothering you, but might be a better way to do that to avoid long-distance phone calls for people like me. That's all for now. Bye.
Okay, to answer your question, I think what you're referring to is the time we were accidentally disconnected and what you were getting was a referral operator. And no, you are not paying for that at all. Even if right now we have no ability to divert anything because we are what you call a crossbar line, which has no special call diverting services on it right at this time. But even if we were an ESS line and did have the capability to divert our calls, you would only pay for the original call you are making to Why Not. And actually, if we want to divert to a long-distance number, all the calls that are going, that are being completed, the long-distance calls, will be charged to Why Not, and you'd just be paying for your original call to the original line. Back quickly to the second thing you asked, why aren't there more lines like Freaky Phone? Well, there's not even a Freaky Phone anymore. Probably not going to be a Freaky Phone anymore. And I don't know if you heard our tape or not. That's because Freaky Phone was ripped off. It doesn't have an ounce of equipment at all. And, hey, we made a plea for help. We need some help from you. And if you want some more lines like Freaky Phone, if you want to be able to get to Freaky Phone a little more easier, or if you even want to call it to begin with, why don't you give us a hand? Because if you don't, we're not going to be able to help you out by playing some more tapes for you. Again, you can send anything you got for us, anything, anything at all, we'll appreciate gladly. Send it to Help for Freaky Phone, P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And, hey, hurry up or it's just going to be too late, really. Next.
Hi, this is Jane Northridge, and I'd like to ask the people at Why Not and the public listeners out there, what you think of the conference, Alex conference, and versus Brian Haywell's conference. Brian has been putting ideas into other people's heads that Alex conference is going to go down and that it is bad quality. I have been calling it since it started, and I don't think so, but that's my opinion. And I would like to ask the public and the people at Why Not's opinion. Thank you.
Well, here's my opinion for what it's worth. I would rate them both about the same kind of a conference. They're both unamplified conferences, so you can't really say one is better than the other. It's a little easier, I guess, to talk on HeyWow right now, since it is running 24-hour, and Alex is putting all of his restrictions on his, but he says it's for the better. We'll just see after a while whether it really is for the better or not. And, hey, that's all I can think of right now. Anybody else has any comments? Leave them on the next tape.
Ryan W. Feedback, no comment.
Then why'd you call?
Hello, party. This is Joe Granada Hills on a Friday, the 21st of September, at about 3:26 or 27 in the p.m., and I'd like to leave a few comments. Number one, I'm glad you're back on. I miss listening to your tapes, although I've never left a comment on here before. This is the first time. I really think that you're doing a good job, just like a lot of the other lines. Number two, if anyone's called Laura's line, Express line, I was wondering on their opinion of it. I'll give you mine. I think it's very good. I think she's got her act together, and she's getting a lot of good comments. Of course, it'll cost you some money. The number is 805-252-XPRS, which comes out to 9777. Or, well, anyway, 9 and 3/7, yeah. Okay, last thing is on the new show, Out of the Blue, which has an angel named Random, and it's kind of like Mork. I think it's really good, and it's probably going to end up being my favorite, although I don't know. It's just I just think the Channel 7 really has a good variety this year, and I think they're probably going to beat everyone again. So that's it for now. If anyone would like to leave a comment on that last thing, that'd be fine. This has been Joe Granada Hills saying good day to you all.
Well, in regards to Laura's line, hey, even though she feels the Why Not Callers of the Riffraff for Canoga Park, talking about her line, hey, as soon as she gets her policies established for good, I'm sure she'll be a darn good line. But until then, who's to tell? Next.
Hello, callers. This is Gary of Canoga Park calling at 4:19 in the p.m. on Friday. I'm just going to comment on that new show called Benson. I thought that show was really, really good. And see, I think any show that Benson is, that Robert Guillaume is in is good. Is that who plays Benson? Well, whoever plays Benson, whichever show he's in is good. So I love Soap, too. That's a great show. And also, commenting on Dan Northridge's comment about other lines, I do remember about Super Fun. I called it about 5 or 6 years ago. I remember they had the adventures of Napkin Man in it and how he saved the people. I don't know anything else, but I just remember somebody gave me a number. I think it was a 99-something number. It was in Marvis or Van Nuys. I'm not sure of it. Someone I'm sure will be able to know. That was a pretty good line. And, well, that's about it. So have a good day. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Debbie from Tarzana, the Cheesecake. And I wanted to leave a comment because I heard somebody say something about the movie Americathon. And I saw it, and I thought it stuck. It didn't have any meaning to it. And plus, I went to the Winnetka Ford drive-in to see it, and I was seeing the other movie on the other side. Americathon was so stupid that we left right in the middle of the movie. So I'm telling you, do not see the movie. It stinks. Yeah, mine. Thank you, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, if two people can leave the identical comment about the same movie, it must be pretty bad. So, hell, I'm not going to go see it. You guys can do what you want. Well, we're coming to the end of this side. We'll auto-reverse momentarily. Well, if you've just joined us, you've come in on the middle of a 30-minute comment tape for 24-hour recorded telephone entertainment at Why Not, 346-6644 and 935-8203.
Okay, Bruce, this is just a little comment. I am sure you've been asked this a lot, but, how long will it be till the Why Not newsletters get sent out? Because I've been waiting for quite a while. That's all.
Well, we'll get it to you as soon as we can. We've sort of changed editors and changed the person who's going to be making it up for us. And as soon as we get things squared away, get it out to you as soon as we can. Next.
Hi, my name is Karen. I just wanted to say that tomorrow, Saturday, the 22nd, is my birthday. So all of you guys who are working, Why Not, you know, Bruce and all you other guys, I would appreciate it if you could sing happy birthday to me over the phone.
On the comment line, I'd love to hear you guys, you know, sing and wish me a happy birthday, because why not? You're making it worthwhile. Bye-bye.
Well, I sure wish I could, but, hey, you've heard the singing on this line before. You know it's nothing nothing to clap about. So I'm just going to wish you a very, very late happy birthday, I should say, since this tape is coming in late. A very happy birthday from the entire Why Not staff, and I'm sure the entire phone world for Southern California wishes you a very, very, very happy birthday. That all I can do. I'm sorry. Next.
Yeah, this is Fred from Northridge. Did Charles Woodland Hills, was he the one that wrote the screenplay for Alien? Did I win? Huh? No?
No, I don't think you won. I don't think Charles Woodland Hills can write his name correctly. Next.
This is the Why Not Weekly Update with your host, Steve, the Wild and Crazy Guest. In the news this week, top story, Odyssey, a new line at 956-0069. They've had a wait tape on, haven't been investigating in on it lately. I believe it is up in North Hollywood, and it is an exciting line. From what I hear, they will be running music and a variety of other entertainment. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, another great phone star's birthday. It's just one Kurt of Anaheim's recently, and guess whose it is? On October 14th, it's ACDC's. Yes, the big ACDC, Todd Woodland Hills himself, will be having his humongous birthday on October the 14th. So why don't you all call in and wish him a happy birthday on the next tape when you get a chance. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Happy birthday, AC. Now, a little warning to a few of you people out there. Many STC numbers and codes have been nailed lately. Yes, many traps have been set on the STC line.
Aw, isn't that terrible? I'm sorry, I think we ran out of tape. Next. That's serious now. Next.
This is Brian of Canoga Park. We made a comment about a radio station called K-Hits. Now, K-Hits, as you probably all know, used to be 10:20 a.m. We switched over to 97 FM. And it was my favorite radio station. I thought it was really good. They played good music. And then it was better because all my music was in stereo, which I enjoy stereo. But now it seems to be my observation on here that very recently, I've noticed that most of the good DJs whom I like are gone. We have on some new DJs who aren't very good. And I've also noticed that I think that they're slowly mellowing down. And they're not doing it all at once. They're just, like, doing it bit by bit. Like, every day they play a few more, like, old songs, like early 70s or a couple-year-old songs, and less new songs. And more mellow rock pop songs than rock or disco. So I think that there's, you know, it's just slowly mellowing down, so it's not, you know, just bit by bit, so they keep their listeners, but slowly turn them, you know, into their new mode or whatever they're doing. They fired, I think, or got rid of Jack Armstrong and the Gorilla, who is my favorite DJ in the afternoon. But it's still got good stereo sounds and good music, and I just hope that doesn't go completely mellow. Well, thank you for your time, and have a nice day. Bye-bye. All right, this is ACDC with quite a few things to say. First off, I have decided on recommendations of a few people and on my own judgment that I will curtail my comments to one a week from now on because I can understand how people will get bored hearing me too often. But I was talking to one person, he shall remain nameless, and he was requesting, and he thought it would be a good idea if I only left one comment a week. And I said, you know, that's fine, and I wouldn't expect more than one to be played a week, except for the fact that if they have to play more than one a week, then obviously they're not getting enough good input. So I would like to ask all of you to start leaving some good comments, and then you won't have to be bored by my boring voice. Okay, and now my comment pertaining to Dan Dualphase. And this is not a damaging comment,
I would just like to say a few things to him. Recently, Dan said that he is very picky about the comments he plays and will only play very good comments that he receives on for a 12-minute loop. Often, I have left good comments, along with many, many, many others, have left good, interesting comments on dual phase and had them not played. And one of Dan's excuses is that they're not good enough, and he's extremely picky about his comments. But then, for some reason, Dan puts his tapes together with Kirk Anaheim's comments about the Commodore's new album, and people saying happy birthday to other people, and that's not interesting. And I've left many comments that are better than that kind of, those kind of things. And I just think that Dan is being prejudiced in determining the comments he plays, because he's getting a lot of very good input, well, input from a lot of people, but he still remains to play. He has about three callers he will play things from: Kirk Anaheim, Laura Express, and the Watts Towers, no matter how boring it is. And like Laura Express's European Disco, that's not an important telephone issue, and that's what a comment line should deal in. And I don't mean to put down either Laura or Kirk or anybody, but I really think Dan is prejudiced about what he's been playing on his line. And Dan, if you hear this, I'd like to hear your reply, because I think this comment deserves a reply. And I'd like to hear what Dan says about it, and I'd also like to hear everybody else's opinion on this. So, that's all for this time. This is ACDC, and...
Oh, I get to leave a comment. Wow. My first comment, and why not? Every time I called you, it would be output instead of input. This is Lori Montebello calling on the 21st of September. And my mom has a toothache, and she's being a bitch, but I still love her. And to Brian Haywell... If I don't get to, I'm going to cry. I'm going to shed big Lori Montebello tears all over Montebello in the valley and everywhere else. And to Bruce Wynott, and goodbye.
You didn't say hello to me. God, I feel rejected.
And I'm sick and tired of hearing my Sharona. So I'm going to do my version of it. One, two, three. Going to the market now. The market now. Everybody knows I'm a Bologna buyer. Going down the aisle. Looking for my favorite Oscar Mayer. My Bologna. My Bologna. My. Woo! My Bologna. My Bologna. My get on a sandwich with some lettuce and some mayo. My Bologna.
That's enough of that. Next.
This is Art from Highland Park. People wonder why the records aren't being bought these days. Obviously, the prices are too high. It's a real waste of money to buy records nowadays. The record companies ought to wise up, otherwise they're going to be out of business. Thank you.
Well, in my opinion... it's not the price that's the problem, it's the quality. I know this subject's been stated many times, but hey, when I buy a record nowadays, the quality really stinks. I mean, not only are they thin as paper, but the fidelity just isn't there. You can't buy tapes, you can't buy records, you can't buy nothing. If you like music, you better just record it yourself or something. You can't buy it in a record store, that's for sure. Next.
My name is Brian, I'm from Tarzana, and someone else from Canoga Park. All you want to say is that we're glad that RTD is back from your strike, and that we wish the gas prices would go down, and we don't want Jimmy Carter to be president. Thank you.
Wow. Thanks for those highly detailed, very informative comments on each of the subjects you mentioned. God, you just told me so much about it, I hardly fill my brain with it all at once. Hardly comprehend it. Next.
Hello, I'm Rob from San Diego, and my comment is, I really like string beans.
Yes, this is Steve from Blue Pine, and I don't know what I'm sitting at, but anyway, did hear a lineup tape because I was over somewhere, it was semi-legal to hear it, and I heard your lineup news, and I thought, wow, what a clever concept, you know, it's kind of like having a TV show, or a TV station, you can have news, and I bet you could branch off and have, like, funny news, you know, make up your own stories. It really has possibilities. It's a cute idea. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, you wanted people to talk about what they did on their summer vacation. And I wrote it out in, I think, 300 words, and I handed it in to my teacher, but they said that they didn't want it. So if you can give me a P.O. box, I'll mail it to you. Thanks a lot, why not? Bye.
Well, you know, I don't want to sound modest or anything, but, you know, I thought of that news concept, you know, news, tell people about what's happening, and people have started them all over the place, you know, just fantastic, and, hey, I'm sure going to take the credit for that, and, hey, you can, you know, mail us your summer vacation report anytime, and, hey, we'll just grade it and send it back to you, so make sure you, you know, include your return address, and, hey, that's about it. Next.
Why isn't your 935 diverter working? I mean, if you guys want your line to get somewhere good, you know, you should have that thing working. And also, I heard a lot about this touchdown access system. I heard that what it is, it's just a cheap, no, excuse me, it's a very fancy answering machine. It's not one of your big, fat technical things you guys have been making. It is just a expensive answering machine that'll do it for you. So why don't you tell everyone the truth, not tell them it's taking you 5 months to build the equipment and everything, because I heard it was already built. If you didn't even build it, you bought it. Unless this has been a comment from the unknown caller. Goodbye.
Well, it's a pity you don't even have the guts to tell us who you are. All right, listen. Number one, we're sorry that the 935 diverter wasn't working when you called it. You try it now. It is operational. Somehow the forwarding got canceled on it, probably either by some unknown source or by the phone company, but the problem has been taken care of. And your other statement about the touchdown access system, my friend, it is not a fancy answering machine. It is a very complex switching device, and it is being built currently. We do need a special amplifier for it, which we're unable to get. It is out of stock wherever we try to get it. And, hey, whoever's giving you all your information, they're just wrong, so face it. Try, you know, calling the line and hearing what's going on yourself, and maybe you'll be better informed next time.
In the latest Mother Jones, they have an article about the Pantex plant, P-A-N-T-E-X, in Amarillo, Texas, A-M-A-R-I-L-L-O, which is the only plant in the United States that makes nuclear weapons. They say that if anything shut down that plant, it would set back weapons production more than an arms limitation treaty. Wouldn't that be too bad? I wonder what their phone number is.
Well, that's about it for this comment tape for September 30th, 1979. Pretty good. Comments are improving on, hey, I was pretty happy. And, hey, my whole idea is that we all get in here and have a little fun. That's the whole idea. We can get into some controversial subjects. And then, hey, leave us some juicy stuff on the input line, the input tape, I should say. And, hey, we'll be glad to play it and, really get into some juicy, controversial topics. That's about it. This tape will repeat momentarily.